Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
Hi, my name's Jamie Reed. I'm from Tewkesbury and I'm on the art and animation course.
Hi, Jamie. What first got you into video games?
I remember playing Dr. Mario on the NES and Sonic the Hedgehog on the Sega Mega Drive when I was about 4 or 5 years old. And that's pretty much what first got me into games consoles and gaming.
So what made you decide you wanted to make the move into attempting to work in game development, and why have you chosen to attempt that with Train to Game?
I've always played them, like, from 4 years old all the way up into, like, my teenage years, where I became more interested in, like, making them as a career. I didn't think I'd be able to learn the skills required without going to university, which was something I couldn't afford to do. So that's when I found Train to Game, where I could learn the skills at a fraction of the price.
So what made you want to decide to take the art and animation course in particular?
I've always been into art since about the same age, really. I started playing games, always drawing little characters and stuff, like copying from comic books and things like that.
So tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do?
I currently just work part-time in a supermarket just to pay the rent and the course fees.
And how do you find balancing the Train to Game course around work and the rest of your life?
I actually keep a study schedule that I try to stick to as much as possible, so I'm very, like, organised with what I need to do at certain times. I try to fit in about 4 hours study a day. Quite good at keeping to my schedule, so it's fairly easy at the moment.
So is the schedule just like a timetable then, and is it something you'd recommend other Train to Game students do to help them keep track of their course?
Yeah, definitely. It's just something I typed up in Excel, really. It's got a breakdown of each day and, like, hour slots, and I've just coloured in what I need to do at what time, really.
So what's been your favourite part of the Train to Game Art and Animation course so far?
I've always loved drawing characters, so I actually really enjoyed organic modelling in Section 1 Part C, where you create the concept girl.
And how have you found using the Train to Game forums? Have they been helpful to you as you progress through the course?
Yeah, definitely. I love the forum. It's a great tool. Any student that's on the course should definitely use it very often. You can get good critique and help with anything you need, really.
So what do you want to achieve with your Train to Game Art and Animation course this year in 2012?
I'm just coming to the end of Section 2, Part A at the moment. Just catching up on a few assignments I've got left to do. I'd like to get to the stage where I might be eligible for a work placement also by the end of the year.
And speaking of work, what would your ideal job in the games industry be?
I'd like to be a character artist eventually, but maybe start out as a 3D generalist, maybe.
What advice would you give to people who are looking at Train to Game courses, or potential Train to Game students, about signing up to the course?
I'd say just to go for it, really. I think it's a great course. It's tailor-made for the skills you need to learn to get into the industry, really.
Great. Thanks for your time, Jamie.
All right. Cheers, Danny.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.